Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to identify the thing that you are meant to do. If you are feeling like there's something special, something more to your experience in this episode, we're going to break that down to how you can discover it and expand it into the world. But before we get started, we'll take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep healing meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And then we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with it. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, it's going to take all of that with it, leaving you in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So I was having a one-on-one session with somebody and we were talking about like what they bring to the table, how they can just expand and be in their highest energy. And from my point of view, it was so clear. Like when I'm able to talk to somebody, get to know them, like not only do I feel like I connect with your energy, but I can see how you can expand it and live it in your life. And you see, so many of us look externally for those signs. We see what has been done, what other people do, and hold ourselves to that frame of reference. Meaning you see how somebody else did something, and if you're not doing it at that pace or at that way, sometimes we tend to have negative thoughts about that, either thinking we're not doing as good or we're not as good. We just have these thoughts and beliefs about something when we see it. And I was reflecting on the conversation I had, and it really does boil down to this. If you think about every movie where there's a hero, whether they're a superhero or just a regular hero, they have the beginning stage of the movie where they're learning, you know, maybe they don't have their powers yet, they haven't come out of their shell, like whatever it is, they have that discovery phase where they go through something that causes them to discover their power, whatever it is. And then the major part of the movie is them battling with that power, whether it's fighting, whether it's growth, whatever it is, that power is what they're leaning on. And then at some point in the movie, they have a failure because of the power. They don't use it correctly. They use it too strong. Something happens. And then it's like they're not going to make it. But then they reflect, they overcome whatever it was, and then they tend to win. And that's how a hero movie usually goes. It has a lost beginning, a action or journey in the middle, and then a happy ending. We see our lives can be just like that. You know, most of our lives are a journey. But just like a movie doesn't have to start with a character at their birth. It could start at any point in their experience. So you might be listening to this podcast at 15 years old, 60 years old, 20 years old, whatever point in your experience that you're listening to this, it could be that moment where you discover and unlock the power or the hero energy within you. You see, being a hero isn't about saving the entire world. Being a hero is about raising your frequency and like frequencies as yours, meaning people that are struggling with the same things that you're struggling with, whether they're family members, people around you, or people across the whole world. When you raise your frequency from your unique experience with your unique background, you create healing and love in a new way. Because up until you do it, nobody had ever forgiven and loved in the path that you have to go. And so if we want to expand the love frequency, it has to be created in all different angles. And so that's how you are a hero. When you do it for you, and then you give that information to other people so that they can observe it, learn it, and apply it to themselves, that is how you become the hero. And there is no right way. There is no perfect way. There is no better way. The only thing there is your path. No matter what you've done prior to this moment right now, you could still be the hero. That doesn't mean there aren't consequences to our past actions. Like when we sow something, you eventually reap it. That's how things tend to work out. But what it means is that you can still change your energy going forward. No matter what has happened in your past, no matter what it is, right now is the time to shift. And that's how you become the hero. That's how you create purpose, by finding what you need to solve within you and then being the person you need to solve it. And as you do it at first, it's not going to resonate. When you start doing the actions and forcing the thoughts, you're not going to immediately feel better. What you're going to do is increase your expansion. You're going to strengthen your resolve. You're going to build your mindset. And the goal is not to be happy. Of course, happiness will come from it, but that's not the goal. The goal is to have inner peace. And the best way to have inner peace is to have full perspective. When you know and you see from the highest point of view, you're seeing from that love frequency, you understand all the angles. When something terrible happens to you, because your perspective is so high, you can still see the good in it. Just because you're feeling down and you're hurting, because your perspective is so high, you can still see the good in it. And when you can see the good at all times, then that's the frequency you can choose to be in. So building a positive mindset, becoming a healed person, does not mean that you won't still deal with depression, does not mean that you won't still deal with the demons, the struggles, all the things that you have. What it means is, as you raise your frequency, you will have inner peace. Becoming that hero is having internal peace within you, meaning no matter how crazy the storm is, your inner being is still, is calm, is observing and looking for opportunities to spread more love. So your unique path, no matter what it is that you went through, has led you to this exact moment that only you could get to by everything happening the way it did. So whether it seemed random or it was by design, whatever it was, right now is a unique time. And when you move forward, when you start healing the things within you, you will create a unique healing path. And that is why you matter. I've mentioned it before. Everything is expanding. Love is always expanding as long as we continue to discover it in new ways. It's the mission that we're on, to discover it with your unique path. I believe that we probably experience this many times in many different ways. And so the one that you're on now is the most important to this point to you. And that's how it is for everybody. So when you have love for everybody, when you have forgiveness for everybody, it allows you to expand that energy. If you have hate, if you have anger, then you're not going to have inner peace. Inner peace can only exist with love and forgiveness. You need the love because that's the perspective. That's the frequency that you're operating on. You need the forgiveness because that stops things from being attached to you. Even when somebody else was wrong, when somebody has done something terrible with you, that doesn't mean there won't be consequences to what has happened. All it means is you have forgiven them for it. When you can truly forgive something, you let it go. So when you can forgive something, that keeps you in that high frequency. It keeps your mind, your energy operating at the highest frequency, which is love. And remember, when you're operating in the highest frequency, which is love, it doesn't matter what happens, good or bad, you will always see the positive in everything. In fact, the more bad things that happen, the more negative things that happen, the more powerful you will become. Because you are a creator, you will be connected to the love frequency, you will have the power of forgiveness. So no matter how painful, no matter how hurtful, no matter how much struggle it is that you're surrounded by, you will be creating the healing, the peace, and the love that's needed in those situations. And that's what you will carry with you. You will reinforce your power. So be the hero right now. That's how you figure out your path. That's how you realize what your superpower is. Nobody has experienced exactly what you've experienced. Nobody has gone through exactly what you've gone through. So that understanding, that perspective is your power, because when you heal it, you will be able to give it to others, and it's a gift that no one else can give. So let's choose now to be that pivot point. This is when the movie started. We know the character. We know who we are now. We know what must be done. Let's look for the healing. Let's raise our frequency. Let's get into the highest love frequency and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about the value that you bring and just how important you are. And if you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. And of course, the direct messages mean the absolute world. So thank you so much for reaching out to me and letting me know how the podcast has impacted you. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.